Another king. They grow like Hydra's heads. I am the Douglas, fatal to all those that wear those colors on them. What art thou that counterfeits the person of a king?
The king himself. Oh, Douglas grieves at heart. So many of his shadows are as met, and not the very king. I have two boys seek Percy and thyself about the field. But seeing thou fallst on me so luckily, I will say thee, so thyself.
I fear thou art another counterfeit, and yet in faith thou bearst thee like a king. But mine I'm sure thou art, whoe'er thou be, and thus I win thee.
Hold up thy head, vile Scot, for thou art like never to hold it up again. The spirits of valiant Shirley, Stafford Blunt, are in my arms. It is the Prince of Wales that threatens thee, who never promiseth, but he means to pay. Cheerly, my lord. How fares your grace? Sir Nicholas Gorcy hath for succor sent, and so hath Clifton. Out to Clifton straight.
Stay, breathe a while. Thou hast redeemed thy lost opinion, and showed thou mixed some tender of my life in this fair rescue thou hast brought to me.
Oh, God, they did me too much injury that ever said I hearkened for your death. If it were so, I might have let alone the insulting hand of Douglas over you, which would have been as speedy in your end as all the poisonous potions in the world, and saved the treacherous labor of your son.
Make up to Clifton. I'll to Sir Nicholas Gorcy.
If I mistake not, thou art Harry Monmouth.
Thou speak'st as if I would deny my name.
My name is Harry Percy.
Why, then I see a very valiant rebel of the name. I am the Prince of Wales. And think not, Percy, to share with me in glory any more. Two stars keep not their motion in one sphere, nor can one England brook a double reign of Harry Percy and the Prince of Wales.
Nor shall it, Harry. For the hour is come to end the one of us, and would to God thy name in arms were now as great as mine.
I'll make it greater ere I part from thee, and all the budding honours on thy crest I'll crop to make a garland for my head.
I can no longer brook thy vanities.
Stand still, shoot it out. You shall find no boy's play here, I can tell you.
Oh, Harry. Thou hast robbed me of my youth. I better brook the loss of brittle life than those proud titles thou hast won of me. They wound my thoughts worse than thy sword, my flesh. But thought's the slave of life, and life time's fool, and time that takes survey of all the world must have a stop. Oh, I could prophesy, but that the earthy and cold hand of death lies on my tongue. No, Percy, thou art dust and food for
worms, brave Percy. Fare thee well, great heart. Ill-weaved ambition, how much art thou shrunk! When that this body did contain a spirit, a kingdom for it was too small a bound, but now 2 paces of the vilest earth is room enough. This earth that bears thee dead bears not alive so stout a gentleman. If thou art sensible of courtesy, I should not make so dear a show of zeal. But let my favors hide thy mangled face. And even in thy behalf I'll thank myself for doing these fair rites of tenderness. Adieu, and take thy praise with thee to heaven. Thy ignominy sleep with thee in the grave, but not remembered in thy epitaph. What? Old acquaintance? Could not all his flesh keep in a little life? Poor Jack, farewell. I could have better spared a better man. Oh, I should have a heavy miss of thee if I were much in love with vanity. Death hath not struck so fat a deer today, though many dearer in this bloody fray. embowelled will I see thee by and by. Till then, in blood, by noble Percy lie.
Embowelled? If thou embowel me today, I'll give you leave to powder me and eat me too tomorrow. Blood, it was time to counterfeit. Or that hot termagant Scot had paid me Scot and lot too. Counterfeit? I lie. I am no counterfeit. To die is to be a counterfeit, for he is but the counterfeit of a man who hath not the life of a man. But to counterfeit dying when a man thereby liveth is to be no counterfeit, but the true and perfect image of life indeed. The better part of valour is discretion, in the which better part I have saved my life. Zounds, I'm afraid of this gunpowder Percy, though he be dead. How if he should counterfeit too, and rise? By my faith, I'm afraid he would prove the better counterfeit. Therefore, I'll make him sure. Yea, and I'll swear I killed him. Why may not he rise as well as I? Nothing confutes me but eyes, and nobody sees me. Therefore, sirrah, with a new wound in your thigh, come you along with me.
Come, brother John, full bravely hast thou fleshed thy maiden sword.
But, sir, to whom have we here? Did you not tell me this fat man was dead?
I did. I saw him dead, breathless and bleeding on the ground. Art thou alive? Or is it fantasy that plays upon our eyesight? I prithee, speak. We will not trust our eyes without our ears. Thou art not what thou seem'st.
Oh, no, that's certain. I'm not a double man. But if I be not Jack Falstaff, then am I a Jack. There's Percy. If your father will do me any honour, so. If not, let him kill the next Percy himself. I look to be either Earl or Duke, I can assure you.
Why, Percy, I killed myself, and saw thee dead.
Didst thou? Lord, Lord, how this world is given to lying. I grant you I was down and out of breath, and so was he. But we rose both at an instant, and fought a long hour by Shrewsbury clock, if I may be believed so. If not, let them that should reward valour bear the sin upon their own heads. I'll take it upon my death. I gave him this wound in the thigh. If the man were alive and would deny it, zounds, I would make him eat a piece of my sword.
This is the strangest tale that e'er I heard.
This is the strangest fellow, Brother John. Come, bring your luggage nobly on your back. For my part, if a lie may do thee grace, I'll gild it with the happiest terms I have. The trumpet sounds retreat. The day is ours. Come, brother, let's to the highest of the field to see what friends are living, who are dead.
I'll follow, as they say, for reward. He that rewards me, God reward him. If we do grow great, I'll grow less, for I'll purge and leave sack and live cleanly as a nobleman should do.